AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCHN, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Tony. Good morning.
All right. So it's a virtual meeting held via Zoom. How did it go?
It was great. We actually had, I think, upwards of 50 people on the Zoom at one point. So I was really impressed with that, actually, because that's always the fear when you have to start with new technology that that people won't catch on. But it was well participated, so I was pleased with that.
And the meeting itself?
That went well, too. We started with Greenwich Academy. This was an application that was submitted in December, and we heard it at one of our February meetings. It's for the new Performing Arts Center. The commission did approve this last night with the conditions that were imposed upon the original Performing Arts Center, which effectively included issues dealing with parking, that the all parking for any events had to be on the campus, and that it could only be used for Greenwich Academy other than six times per calendar year for non-academy events. So that was little to no fanfare. There was some public comment about drainage and things along those lines, but since there's a reduction in impervious surface, the commission moved that one forward. Then we took up the executive order that Governor Lamont has for, it was under Section 7I-19A, and what this did was it allowed the commission to allocate a 90-day extension of time on all deadlines contained in the covered laws that establish procedural requirements for municipal decisions. So basically what that means is there's a 90-day extension for all planning and zoning applications. So that's a blanket approval. What was confusing at one point is, as you know, we're a home rule community, so the RTM technically is the body that should take action on planning items. However, because the order was written such that it covered all covered laws, the Planning and Zoning Commission could do it themselves. So that's what they did. It was just a blanket approval, which kind of obviously gives us a little leeway with our pending applications. Then we had two quick little extensions, one on 7 Dempsey and one on Winnetta for their Mylars. That was fine. And then we got to the main event, which was the Greenwich High School Cardinal Stadium Bleacher Project. This is a pre-application. You've heard me talk about this before, this concept of the pre-application. It's 7-159B of the statutes. It's what we're using to allow for this discussion. It's non-binding, and it was a really effective way of getting people to come out and talk about a project and have the applicant then be able to make adjustments to the project before they come in with a formal application. When the high school does come in, it'll be for the municipal improvement, site plan, special permit, and a rezoning. The rezoning is because, as you know, the high school is way over on their permitted floor area. I think close to 100,000. So if they rezoned the property, that would alleviate and get rid of all of those nonconformities and give them some room to grow. There's a little concern in that, and if the commission rezoned the entire property, they would have close to 80,000 additional square feet, which I think makes some people uncomfortable. So there's some adjusting to the line that could happen such that it wouldn't be such a large increase. Anyway, the issues that were brought up for the Cardinal Stadium really had to do with the traffic and the phase one and phase two. Phase one is just for the home bleachers and the team rooms that would go underneath the bleachers. Phase two would be for the visitor bleachers and for the roadway that would connect to the back parking lot of the high school, which is of extreme interest to the Hillside Road people who have been complaining a lot about not very safe conditions on Hillside, in their opinion. There's a lot of management issues based on the new traffic patterns that were approved under the MISA project. So the comments that we received really had to do with everyone being okay with phase one as long as there's a commitment that phase two will happen because of the roadway there. So I know that the school is going to the Board of Selectmen on Thursday. That will be through a Zoom meeting, and all of these Zoom invites are all on the town website at greenwichct.gov. You just go to the agenda center and then find the respective meeting, and you can click on their agendas and the link in there. And they will be presenting on Thursday and then coming back to us for municipal improvement so that they can ideally get these new bleachers up by September, mid-September.
All right. When's the next meeting, and what are some of the highlights there?
The next meeting is going to be April 21st, and we've agreed that it makes sense to keep these meetings manageable and short at this time. We were able to close up at 7:30. We started early at 5. So we just have coastal applications mostly is what we've got on the next meeting. I think we want to make sure that they're all pretty well hashed out. There's the Innis Arden Golf Club that's coming in to relocate their paddle tennis courts, and like I said, just some CAM applications, coastal area applications.
All right. Any concerns by anybody about being able to speak for the public hearing part of the session?
No. There is a function on Zoom where you can raise your hand. Margarita Albin, our chairman, I think did an exceptional job of managing that. I will say that people were adding commentary through that function in Zoom, which was fine last night because we were doing the pre-application, but that's something that we're going to have to control going forward because, as you know, these are record cases, and once we close an item, the commission shouldn't be hearing any additional information, so it wouldn't be appropriate for them to read something on an application once it was closed. We're going to have to figure out that functionality. I think it worked great for last night for the pre-app, but going forward, those are some things we're going to have to adjust.
All right, Katie, I think you're on to something here. I don't know.
I'm loving the commute, Tony.
I was going to say, home in the slippers and home at 7:30, not too bad as opposed
not
to 1
bad.
O'clock, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right, great. You can get up earlier to call me. All right. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thanks,
have
Tony.
A great day. Thank you.
Bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich. P&Z met last night via Zoom. BT meeting tonight. Same thing. Speak with Michael Mason.